Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, guys. I just got done dinner with two highly successful crypto entrepreneurs. I was sitting at dinner just now and we were wrapping up and we were having a conversation mostly about which type of profiles of individuals are successful in crypto and those that are not. And we identified two individuals, two types of people that end up doing extremely well versus the ones that don't. And I wanted to share that with you because I find it to be not only true, but I think it can be a lot of wisdom for you guys as you guys make plans for 2024. The first set of individuals, the first profile of individual is going to be your builder, right? That's what these guys are, the guys that I sat down with and just got done dinner with. They're builders, they're autistic guys. They're the ones that are sitting behind their computer making shit happen. They're the ones that are pushing the needle forward. They're the ones that are identifying potential trends and narratives and building products that the market will enjoy. And the builder in crypto, their upside is a lot higher than in a traditional ecosystem because, well, it's just the nature of crypto. It rewards people because there aren't that many insane builders. So the ones that identify trends and capitalize on them and build products do extremely well. They're not out here trading. They're not out here looking at the charts every single day. They're building products and ecosystems. The second individual that we identified is the entrepreneur. Now, I'm not talking about the entrepreneur that makes, you know, $1,000 a month and wants to open up a Binance account and trade on leverage. No, I'm talking about the individual that is already generating income, that already is making money on a monthly basis, that is making good money, and then they have the ability to deploy money into investment vehicles that have, yeah, of course, higher risk, but ultimately higher reward, and they're able to hold on to their positions for an extended period of time because they're not dependent on that trade in order to pay for rent, right? So the way that they operate is not out of a place of need or greed, but out of a place of proper decision-making and of investment, high quality investment like thesis or high quality investor mindset. And we identified these two individuals because I see so many times people get caught up with the bull runs and the things that are coming, and they cut everything that they're doing. They cut their job, they cut their business, and they say, well, I'm just gonna go do crypto full time. One, they aren't prepared. Two, they're chasing the bull run, which you never wanna do. And three, most people aren't really necessarily equipped to trade the markets. So my encouragement for you guys is, one, if you want to get involved in crypto, I hope that you have some sort of money that you're making on a recurring basis, some sort of stability, so that you're not just in a situation where you're chasing trades because you have to pay for rent, right? Two, understand that if you're a builder, you can't just be building things of the past. You just can't. Crypto is moving extremely fast. You need to be building things of the future and then be able to anticipate where the market is going to go and when the market goes in that direction, if it does, right? And there's a factor of probability that goes into that, and a lot of research and understanding the potential narratives and trends of the future. Those builders get compensated a lot more than they would in most other niches. The people that are unsuccessful, on the other hand, like I said before, are the people that are chasing the trade. They're chasing the bull run. They're not necessarily well equipped. They're not necessarily in a situation in which they're investing because they see it as a value asset or as the ability to balance out their portfolio or balance out their risk reward ratio from holding fiat. They're more so just hoping that they can make a really good trade and make, I don't know, some money and go buy a car, go get a house, who knows. But out of a place of need, when you operate out of a place of need, you also end up making more mistakes. And as I sat with dinner with these guys, you guys would recognize their voices. That's why I'm not gonna put them on voice memo. But these guys are builders, right? They're nine-figure builders. They're absolutely crushing the game. And once you understand that, you don't necessarily have to be a trader in order to be making money in crypto or in order to have a successful career in crypto, then that becomes interesting. The second one is if you're not that individual, you have a business, you're running your own company, you need to start just looking at crypto as another aspect or vehicle to multiply your wealth. It's not, hey, I'm gonna go cut everything that I'm doing and chase the trade or chase the meta or chase the new trend. And I see so many people do that, that if you can deprogram yourself from that and continue working towards making more money, now you have more money to deploy without the risk or the need of, hey, I need this trade to go my way in order for me to pay rent. So as you venture into 2024, please take into consideration if you guys are already crushing it in business, if you guys already have an online business that is doing well, a physical business that's doing well, double down on that. Start making more money. Start actually leveling up. And then you'll be in a situation in which you can actually put money into the markets. If that's not the case, you don't have a lot of money, don't be the person that has $100 and wants to trade shit coins. Yes, there's the story of the one guy that made $2-3 million on a shit coin, but then you have the million stories of people that lost it all, right? So if you are a builder, you don't have a lot of money, you can input your sweat equity, you can input your labor, and you can build products, you can build communities, you can build ecosystems that are congruent with the narratives at hand. And you end up, you know, potentially winning if that narrative plays out and the market adopts what you have to offer. So don't FOMO. FOMO, for those that don't know, is the fear of missing out, right? And you don't have to have that fear that you're gonna miss out on the bull run, on the next trade, on the next trend. The markets are always brewing, the markets are always cooking. There's always opportunity somewhere, but you can't approach it from a place of need or a place of greed, but from a place of understanding, right? That you can control only certain variables, and you don't wanna be left to chance or left to the markets on insane leverage and on insane feelings of greed. Because it doesn't usually end up panning out very well. It doesn't usually end up working. So focus on your business, focus on yourself if you're an entrepreneur. If you're a builder, focus on building something that isn't of today, because the market moves extremely fast. What's relevant today is no longer relevant tomorrow. And start building products and narratives that will uphold through the trends of this next cycle, and you'll end up being super well. So as I sat with these two successful guys, we identified those two types of profiles, right? The person that is a builder and the person that has a business that is generating money that allows them to invest in an effective way, while the unsuccessful person is the person that's chasing the trade, the person that really doesn't have a lot of money and they lose the little bit that they have, hoping to make it, right? Hoping for that one shot out of poverty. Doesn't work that way. It didn't work that way for me. I had to work extremely hard to get to where I am and to be in the rooms in which I am. And ultimately, if you can take the long path, understand that it's a long-term game, long-term perspective, you'll end up doing a lot better and you'll end up making a lot better decisions. That's the data set. That's the crypto data set. Re-listen to it, right? I don't want you guys making the mistakes that a lot of people are out here making. Double down on your business, double down on your income, double down on, if you're a builder, building not products of the past, but products of the future, waiting for the narratives and the trends to catch up, then capitalizing on that. And I'll see you guys on the next one.